Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. With it in the third decade of the 21st century is somebody who's been with me almost that whole trip. Is our good friend Barbara Weltman, 22 plus years. We got her right out of high school. She's an attorney specializing in small business taxes. She's the author of all the J.K. Lasser's books, J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2020, the Guide to Self-Employment, her new book from published by Homebase Magazine, Homebase Business Startup Guide. Barbara, thanks again for being here. I know they can find all that at your website, barbaraweltman.com. Also, your daily
big
tip.
Ideas for small business.
I keep forgetting, Barbara. I keep forgetting. How many years
that's
have
okay.
All right, so it's big ideas for small business, folks. And that's also your tip, your daily tip, right?
Correct.
I remember
daily
that.
Tip and all the books.
So big ideas for smallbusiness.com. Check it out, folks. The startup guide is there. Barbara, let's put the tax issue and the startup issue, the home base issue, let's put that together and to ask you about how do you see with more remote working going on, I can see where there could be a lot more, maybe a whole codified section of the code about working from home, even more than there is now. What do you think?
Well, there already are rules that can be helpful. And let me suggest this to some people who have had businesses that are not home-based but who were forced to work from home because of the stay-at-home order, the shutdowns, and whatnot. So if you were self-employed and you couldn't go to your downtown office and you had to work from home, you may qualify for a home office deduction for those 2 or 3 months that you had to work from home.
Huh.
And that's already available to you because that becomes your principal place of business. You didn't have another location that you could work from.
So now you have to do the square footage thing, right? To get the deduction?
Well, there are two options. You can either do your actual expenses based on your square footage, or you can use what the IRS calls the simplified method, which is also based on square footage, $5 per square foot.
So it's like a per diem
up to
kind of 300. Thing.
It's more like a standard deduction, if you will, for your home.
That's a better one, yeah.
Yeah, like you don't have to figure the actual expenses.
Right.
So that's a good thing. Will the rules change? I don't think the rules will change because they kind of accommodate.
Are they pretty handy?
They're pretty handy. The problem, I think, the biggest problem are for people who are not self-employed, like employees. Because of the suspension of the miscellaneous itemized deductions through 2025, you can't take a write-off.
Yeah.
So only self-employed people will get this home office deduction.
So this is an interesting thing that I think will be coming up. You and I both know that more and more people are going to be allowed to work from home. More and more people are going to require, hey, boss, I'm not coming back down there. I'm going to stay here. If you want me to work for you, I'm staying here. So some of the rent that they're going to start saving is going to be used up in per diem, real per diems. That's a military term, a per diem that the employer is going to have to pay their employees, don't you think? And that'll be a tax deduction on their end. Instead of paying rent, they're going to pay their employees a per diem for the use of their home.
They're going to cover likely the cost of faster internet and
right.
other necessary tools
the
to enable them to work efficiently from
like
home.
That.
Yeah. And the good news is if they arrange it in such a way that it's called an accountable plan, then the reimbursements to the employees are not taxable. It's not going to be, they're not going to be taxed on
but
it.
But it will be deductible
the employer
by the
still
employer.
Still get to deduct.
Yeah.
Yes, plus it won't be subject to employment taxes.
Wow.
So it's really kind of a win-win as long as the employer sets it up in the right way, an accountable plan.
And this will facilitate more remote working. This is already on the books. It'll facilitate more remote working. So it's kind of a perfect solution there. Hey, Barbara, the new book, Home-Based Business Startup Guide by Home-Based Business Magazine. Barbara Weltman is the name of the author. Barbara, congratulations on the new one, folks. It's all that you need there about how to start your business from home. Would you come back soon, Barb? Thanks for being here.
You bet. Thank you.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, we could not do without her. She is the best, as you can tell. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that survival is winning. This too will pass. Believe in yourself.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.